Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Well, we have Paul Bell Chambers. He's come in and he's going to tell us all about his new online cookery school. Well, whether it's new or not, I don't know. He no doubt will tell us. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hi, Maggie. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. And how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming in.
It's a pleasure, as always.
What have you got to tell us? You know, we've got no food, so we don't really want to talk to you.
Yeah, it felt a bit different coming without a box of food and a hot plate to cook on, so a bit strange, really. Yeah, I launched what I'm calling an online cookery school through something called Substack.
Right.
Substack is essentially like a publishing, online publishing platform.
Okay.
And the idea behind it is for, it's a subscription base, so for a small fee per year, you can get access to essentially lessons, recipes, advice, talk about skills, technique, cookery techniques, and that type of thing through the Substack, which is called Be the Chef in Your Kitchen.
Right. So would I send you a message and say, Paul, I want to cook, for instance, a turkey. Would you then do it live, or are all these things recorded?
All these things will potentially be recorded.
Right.
But there's obviously the opportunity to do live, essentially, like, you know, streaming, so
yes,
Zooms or
yes,
whatever you want to, whichever medium you use.
Yep.
So it'll be a mix of everything. So
okay,
I've also got a little podcast on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind that is just really to talk about some of the things I've published on there. So some of my first notes were around preparation or mise en place.
Having everything ready.
And having everything ready and everything in its place. Another one I did was food safety.
Yes.
Which we, none of us sort of really think about from a home point of view.
No.
Particularly, but we should do. But it's not onerous. It's not a heavy thing to be aware of.
No.
So within podcast, I'll talk about some of those things that I've put on the Substack. And then beyond that, you know, within the podcast, so for example, I take some of the sessions I've done with you guys,
mm-hmm,
and pop that in there as well, so people can get to hear some of the recipes that I do. I'll also do, I've got other bits and pieces that are audio based, but I will do video, and I can do live video whenever. So it's early days, it's only been going about 3 weeks.
Good, doesn't
so
it?
That's
it does sound really good. Yeah, so the aim is to get more people cooking at home, or more people cooking better at home.
The idea is to really just be that sort of place where that you can go and you can get the advice. You can subscribe for free, but you will only get a selection of things that get published. But if you subscribe monthly or on an annual basis, then you'll get access to things like masterclasses. I'm just putting one together on barbecuing.
All right.
And of course, the weather's now changing, but never mind.
Difficult.
Not for long. Difficult. It'll be hot again soon.
But the idea behind that is recipes and then how you cook them. And that's a document, but then I can at some point do a live or a recorded session on doing a barbecue.
Interesting, because you mentioned food safety, then we move swiftly to barbecue. I've always been a bit worried about how people cook or really don't properly cook food on a barbecue.
Well, I do take that into account. I'm very aware of it, especially with something like chicken.
Yeah.
That's going to be the one that people forget, because it takes potentially more time to cook.
Just burgers as well. You get burgers that are black on the outside and red in the middle.
Yeah, this is it. It's a combination of knowing how to cook, whether you're on gas or charcoal, and understand you've got to read the charcoal and understand where the heat's coming from. And I talk about that in the masterclass I'm putting together.
Yeah.
And then with the gas, you can obviously control how much gas you use.
Yes.
So, for example, I had a barbecue built for me last year. So I've got a griddle that's about three inches high and one that's 6 inches high. So I can vary the heat.
Right, gotcha.
The distance from the heat of whatever I'm cooking.
Yes.
But with chicken, I will always put it in the oven first and get it partially cooked.
Makes
so I can
sense.
Then finish it off on the barbecue.
Yes. Okay.
So, I've been on Substack for a number of years with another one, which is A View from the Kitchen, I've called it, and that was really a chef's perspective of when you're catering, like I have been as a private chef.
Yes.
And that was one of the things I was using to do that, and I will continue to do that one, but that one's free. across the board. And I also published my food and music podcast for the Isle of Wight on there as well.
Right.
So there's an awful lot of things that you can do with Substack.
Yeah.
And I thought to actually try and do an online cookery school would be an interesting concept, A. B, from my point of view, I'm very keen to enable people to learn more about how to cook,
right,
especially in their own kitchen, because people get quite concerned sometimes or get quite afraid of their kitchen.
Well, so. Yes. I mean, there's some stuff, you look at some cooking programs, I'll put it that way, and they make it look so easy, and
yeah,
when you go to do it, actually it's not as easy as they made that look.
No, well, that's because of the team of assistants they have working with them.
Yes.
But yeah, again, the principles apply. They prepare everything for the chef, and then
yes,
he does go through the process.
And I suppose some of these TV programs, they have a 10-minute slot, don't they?
Mm.
So they've got to do it all in that 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. With clever editing, it can look a lot quicker.
Whereas you have the advantage of having as much time as you like.
Exactly. And I mean, for me, it just seems a good way to try and communicate more about cookery. I know there's enough on TV.
Oh, there is, yeah, but that's not the point.
Exactly. And also, it's not necessarily aimed at the person who wants to cook in their kitchen.
No, it isn't. And it's not aimed at someone, as you said, who thought, I'm not sure I'm confident enough to do that, whatever the dish might be.
Exactly. And I think, but you can do quite a lot. You don't have to have expensive equipment
and
loads of it to be able to do, create a good plate of food.
Mm. So that's what you find, though, in your kitchen, isn't it? You look in the cupboard and think, I haven't used that for donkey's years. Why have I got this?
Because
you've just used everything else.
Yeah.
So. That's good. And those recipes that you're going to be talking about and the ones you've been on the radio with, can you find those on your website?
They're on the website. They're on theislandchef.co.uk. There's a recipe section on there. So all of the ones I've done with you over this year, they're all on there.
Right, but they're not going to be on this new one then?
Well, they're accessible from the website.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I mean,
it was just a question.
No, they will be, though, through the podcast. So
right.
When
I
slot in the little sections that we've done in the
gotcha.
Past, they go in, so they will be on there through that podcast area.
And how do people find out more about the online cookery school then?
You just need to go to Substack, basically Paul Bell Chambers, be the chef in your kitchen on Substack.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to do it. It's you can dole out all these blooming URLs and it gets a bit tricky. Just
it
do
does,
a search for Paul Bell Chambers Substack.
Be who's
even? Well, I'm not sure. I'm a ghost of my former self.
That sounds really interesting.
It does, yeah. It does. Fascinating.
I think I might sign up for that.
Why not? Give it a go.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done some of Paul's recipes at home.
Yes.
Very successfully, I have to say.
They are very tasty.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yes.
Not necessarily using exactly the same ingredients.
It doesn't matter.
Whatever you happen to have handy.
Yeah,
we had beef, didn't we, the last time? It was lovely.
Yeah,
instead
that's
of the
fine.
Chicken.
Yeah, I mean,
Chinese chicken, we had the beef.
Most recipes, they're just a guideline.
Yeah.
And if there's something in there that you don't like, take it out or try something different.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, certain things you do have to follow, sort of like pastry. Making it up is not a good idea with pastry. So, follow those sorts of recipes.
I tend to buy pastry.
Yeah, I know.
Ready made.
Occasionally I do as well. It's easier. But
I'm just hopeless with pastry.
My
hands are too.
My mum was a brilliant cook, but she never ever used a recipe in her life. She just made pastry because she knew how to make pastry.
Her
mother taught her how to do
it. It becomes ingrained when you get to that stage, absolutely. And to some extent, I'd say me with pastry. I don't need the recipe anymore. I can just work from what I've done before. But the recipes are a guideline, and I think have some fun with them as
absolutely,
well.
Absolutely,
because if you might find you create something slightly different, but it actually is more what you want rather than just the recipe. Because you cannot find a recipe that does everything you want.
No, of course you can't. But when you did one, we thought could have done with a bit more beer with it.
And we did the beans one.
Yeah, the beans one was
very
good.
Five different beans with everyone.
That's
very nice.
Excellent. So on Substack, look for Paul Bell Chambers, and you'll find all the details.
Yes, be the chef in your kitchen.
Be the chef in your kitchen. Thank you for coming in, Paul.
Pleasure. Nice to see you.
And we'll see you later in the year with some actual cooking.
Yep.
We shall see what we go with that.
Yes, indeed.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.